Hey.
Hi Shivam, how are you?
I am good. How are you? Do you have time to talk now?
Yes, I surely do have time. I'm so sorry I couldn't call you yesterday.
That's
Mondays are
okay.
always super busy. Okay,
No
so yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead with your questions and I will guide you step by step with everything.
That's okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, so now that I've decided, and the part of the reason why I've decided this is because there's a little urgency for me to publish the book for various personal reasons, and the book is nowhere near edited because I was busy with a lot of other priorities in the
Right.
past like 2 months or so. So I was thinking to divide the book in two volumes, one being basic and one being advanced.
Advanced, yes.
So I'm almost done with the basic version. There were case studies that I had to present in the book, like real-world examples of Python, but now that I'm dividing it into two books,
You
there's
don't need
going to
to
be
add it in
two
the
case
first
study
one.
chapters. Yeah, so there's going to be a case study chapter in the first one and also one in the second one as well.
Second one, okay, got it. But then we will have to keep the advanced one in the second part, right?
Exactly. So Chris didn't write the case study chapter because I told him specifically not to, because it has to draw from my personal experience and it's just too advanced a coding for him to look into. I didn't want him,
Right.
like I didn't want to do that to him basically.
Okay, all right. So are you going to be providing those case studies to me, or how will that work?
Yeah, so I edited the book. I'm writing the case studies today and tomorrow. I should be done by like Thursday at the max. And so my point is, before we even discuss about the second book and its marketing and things like that, what I am curious about here is, because I need a response and I need a response quickly, because this has to do with my in like I need to show a response to qualify for certain grants and fellowships that for which I need to show that I'm at the very top of my field.
Okay.
And for showing that, my field is the application of data science to accounting and finance. So this book is a pivotal thing in that. Now this had to be completed by end of February, but like so here we are. And so what I wanted to know is, like, if I provide you, I wanted to just get next steps, a complete guide, like a flow chart from you. So like this call might be like 10-15 minutes. Do you have time now? Do you want to schedule for later? I'm just.
Well, we can go ahead and talk about it now.
Okay, good. I will provide you probably with my edits by Thursday at the latest, probably very latest by the end of the week. I need Chris to be available again. I'm not sure if he's available or not, but I need him to make some additions that I've made notes on and just start proofreading the book. I don't know who's going to do it. And so by mid of next week, I want the book to be like ready for submitting for presets. Like it should be
Okay.
formatted. Yeah, if that's possible, just let me know what's your timeline.
I will have to look at the manuscript that you're going to get back to me with, because we'll have to see how much extensive editing is required in terms of having the manuscript finalized. If it's like just minor edits here and there and formatting, then I can get that done for you next week, okay? But if it is extensive, then I will need some time. So I'll have to discuss that with your team, okay?
Okay, what's extensive for you? Like, because I'm writing in the format that like Chris started the book in.
Okay. Well, extensive will be if there are like rewrites or rephrasing of anything in the book, some parts that we have to ghostwrite again, maybe like, 5, 10 pages if we have to ghostwrite or make additions. That would be extensive. But if it's just like comments here and there, fixing a few things and then having the formatting done, that can be easily done. And I can get back to you with that by next week.
So there's a couple of additions to the chapters I've reviewed, just a couple, not a lot, probably like 1.5 page combined. So
Okay.
that's not a lot of information there.
Let me ask you
Is he
this.
available this week and the next, or what's his schedule?
I am afraid I will have to look into that because
Okay,
he has
sorry.
actually gone on holidays, but I do have another team better equipped to handle the project. Okay, so you don't need to worry about that. The question that I wanted to ask you is that, have you decided on the page count? How many pages will be the first and the second book?
Oh, the first one is probably, so the entire book was supposed to be, I think, 250
Right.
pages, I would say, and a lot of it I wrote, like, he returned a draft of, like, 180 pages to me. I greatly wrote it myself, extended a lot of things. But if I, like, cut it in half, then this book would be probably, I would say, around, 180 pages. Mostly.
Okay, 180 each, right?
I would think the second one should be shorter because there's not a lot of introduction and all of those things in that.
Exactly, because
it's
you already covered that in the first part.
Exactly, it's right. Introduction, why I learn Python, things like that. I don't need to go that in the second.
No.
Second.
We don't need to do that. It's like a continuation of the first book. Okay, so we
exactly.
just move on to the advanced steps and we start talking about stuff there. So we don't have to create a basic introduction in the second book. However, if you feel we can have an introductory chapter for the second book overall.
Yeah, that'd be great. But just like a 1.5-page chapter on like where we ended on the last book, what we are going to do in this book, and that's it.
Just build a bridge, you know, like a small bridge in between the first and the second book. That's what I'm talking about. That it should be a very short chapter in the beginning of the second book, just like a small recap.
Right. So my point to you is, the second book I have not completed writing about all the libraries yet, or determine the case studies or anything like that. So I am not sure when that's going to happen. That might happen in, say, June or July or something like that when I complete it.
So much. I mean, you give us the order. Let me have a team start working on it. Do all the research and everything. Decide on the outline for the second book. While we are having the first one published, let's go and have the second one, you know, at least finalized. Because we're not going to leave a lot of time in between the two books. And then there will be pre-marketing and publishing and then post-marketing. So we have to actually work on a strategic part in terms of having both the books launched at the right time. For which we have to...
Okay, guide me through that. When do you... Yeah, guide me through that. When do you feel the second book should come out? Assuming we release, say, the first book by mid-May, let's say.
See, let me tell you something. While we are launching your first book, we are going to start the marketing for the second book as well. Okay? So people know that this book is coming out, and then there's something else coming soon. Now, that will keep the readers intrigued. You know what? We need to buy this one, and then we have something else coming up too. Now, people who are interested in your first book, they will definitely go for your second book. Definitely. So those will be your permanent customers for the second book. And that is the reason why I'm saying that when we start marketing, we need to have the second book finalized. Because we can't sit last minute working things out on the second book while we have already marketed and selected a date. Now, the publishing date, of course, we can discuss on that and decide. But on our end, we shouldn't be leaving any loopholes. We should start working on both of them spontaneously.
Marketing-wise?
Work-wise. I'm talking about the drafts. Drafts, and then once
the second one... I'm not sure how much your ghostwriting. I can have a chat with them, but I'm not sure how much they are going to help with the second draft. The second draft should be, if I focus completely on it, I should be able to get it ready, I guess, within a month and a half or so. Not any sooner than that. It's not going to be ready before, say. So if you, I don't want to release it at least a month after the second book. So I need a month gap.
Yes, that makes sense. We can even give it a 2 months gap. But what I'm saying is that once we have the first book launched, or we are launching the book, we will be aggressively marketing a second book as well. That's the point of having two volumes of one book, because it creates a lot of hype in the market. And once we are doing the marketing for your second book, we need to have the book ready in our hands. We shouldn't be lagging on anything pending in the book. Make sense?
Okay. Yes, so give me a timeline. Give me a timeline of what you have in mind. We can discuss like additional costs and everything that's needed, but give me a timeline first.
yeah, we'll talk about the additional cost, and I believe you need to have a word with Daniel regarding the costing. He will give you a discounted cost, but only ask him for the cost the day you're ready to pay, because it's an exceptional discount that, you know, managers work out for their customers, only if they're paying on the same day, and that's how it works. So you talk to him regarding the cost. Let me give you a rough timeline. For example, if you're
give
sending the first book by the weekend, the upcoming weekend, then we'll take at least 1 week to work on the first book. So after 2 or 3 weeks, 2 weeks after, you need to get started on the second book. So you send me whatever you have. We finalize the order for at least the formatting, proofreading, and the outline, the content of the book. At least start drafting book two after 2 weeks, okay? 2 weeks is the time that we are taking to finalize book one. That means...
Okay, so I send you the book, you make your edits, you're doing all of the proofreading, cover page, back page, things like that, and you want me to start, assuming I send you the first draft this week, on the second book around May 15th, right?
Yeah, we can do that. What I'm saying is that after 2 weeks, we will start marketing book one. That means
we have
to start working on book two after 2 weeks. Have the draft ready, have the book cover ready. So we'll have, like, after 2 weeks, we need exactly a month to work on the public marketing strategy for book two and also have it completed, like a month and a half. So that's the timeline that I'm looking at.
Okay, I'm again confused here. That makes sense. So basically, that's book one. Let me just see.
Let me give you dates, okay? Now, today is the 26th, okay? Now, let's assume by the 30th, you're sending me the manuscript, okay? Now, I'm going to take the entire first week of May, which will be Friday 6th. Friday will be 6th of May. So I'll take this entire week to work on book one.
Yeah, let's say Sunday, May 8th. Yeah.
Let's go with Sunday, May 8th, okay? That's, let's go with Monday 9th. I will be able to send you a final manuscript for book one by Monday 9th. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Okay? And once I send that to you, of course, you're going to take some time, look it over, and that is when we need to start marketing for book one. So in the second week of May, we need to start on marketing for book one and start working on book two in terms of the content.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it. Yes.
And then from there, let's say from the 9th or 10th, we'll take an entire month to wrap up book two and also do marketing for it. Because after a month or a month and a half, maximum by June, mid-June, we'll be launching the second book. Make sense now?
End of June, maybe. End of June. I can't do it by mid-June.
Then let's push it over to end of June. But we will have to have the book ready, the manuscript ready, the book cover ready, and we will have to start off with the social media pages as well before we launch book two.
Social media pages would be the Goodreads page and all of that? Like what social media?
Facebook, Instagram, Goodreads, and of course the articles and blogs and everything, you know, all the things that are in the marketing pages, marketing package.
Okay.
We will get started with that because it takes almost a month to get the tools ready as well, like the content, articles, blogs, press releases. Press releases will be announcing the dates of publication for both books. So we'll have to divide them accordingly as well. Like there will be certain press releases for book one, pre and post. And then there will be certain press releases for book two. Now we'll have to go through, while we're working on the books, we'll have to go through this content material as well. That's why I said that we need to start marketing earlier. I'll be sending you drafts for the articles, press releases, and things like that. And you will be approving and sending them back to me.
Yeah.
I sent you.
You already did. I have to go through them. Yeah, for book one. Okay, so one question. Yeah, sorry. One question that I have here is, where does it, so book one is ready mid-May. That's when you start marketing book one, right? And so how does the process work for that? And so you put it on pre-sales, I guess. My website is ready by then. You do press releases, things like that. And then when do you sort of transition to the marketing of book two? Like, how does that transition happen? What are you going to do there?
While we are publishing your book one, that's when we will start spreading a word of mouth or give your audience some idea that there's another book coming soon. We are not going to release the date then, but we will let the audience know that there is a second book coming out. I'm talking about the publication phase, which will be post-marketing for the first book, but pre-marketing for the second book. You got me?
Yeah, but pre-marketing for the first book never happened. So, that's my question is, why don't we start with the marketing, say, this week or next week at the latest, while you are also editing the draft, because the book is almost ready, the first one. I'm very confident about that. So why don't you, like, I don't know what you're going to, like, start the press releases in the coming weeks, and then by the time, and we put the book on pre-sale, I don't know, do you want to put it, I don't know when you want to put the book on pre-sale by. So I would say, like, a week before the book goes on pre-sale, you start marketing, or what's your
10 to 15 days we will need at least. Now, see, the best part about book one is that I have already sent you a lot of material to review. So we don't have to spend a lot of time having the articles or the press releases being written and then sent over to me and then you. Okay, so that part is almost covered. We've covered the tools. Major tools. All we got to do is set up the pages. And let's just say, for example, you need the book launched by mid-May, right? Book one?
Yes.
Then we have no time. Then we have no time whatsoever. We'll have to hurry, and you'll have to set up your social media pages for the first book. And also, let me look into this, okay. The book cover is finalized.
By the 15th, I wanted to go on pre-sale everywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, yes. So I will send you the draft by the end of this week, possibly by end of tomorrow. So okay. Why don't you, like, do me a favor here and, like, push this quickly through for the first book, at least. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, because, of course, we need to do the pre-marketing for that as well, and that's going to take time. So, yeah, perfectly makes sense. Now, for the one-month marketing that you've paid, I believe we are utilizing that for pre-marketing of book one, right?
Yes, and I wanted to talk about that, Lisa, as well, is that I want to see some monetary results before, because I have invested a decent amount of money, and I have not seen, like, I have not seen results come in till date. Like, I know these, forget the monetary part, just, like, I need to, the only reason, and I'm going very frank here, that I am with the company right now, after what Chris happened and all of that happened, is you, like, that's pretty much it. That's the only reason how you've been very good and very attentive and disciplined. But I still, before I invest like 5, 6K, 10K, 15K more, I want to see whether the book is, how the book is going to fare, like, in the market, or how the pre-marketing happens, because I'm not going to dish out money right now just because, like, because I've already dished out for publication. There was like a mix-up for publishing cost as well. And, like, there's been a ton of mix-ups, and at this point I'm feeling like there's only been an outflow without any substantial work done that I can notice, like, on the website. I know I've not been in touch for the past month, but even then, like, so my point to you is, what I'm saying is, start with the marketing. I've paid you always. I'm going to continue to pay you. It's not like I haven't paid or I don't have a job.
It's not even about, like, the money, to be very honest. It's not about the money. Now, the thing that I wanted to discuss with you is that, yes, we can initiate with that one-month marketing, but understand, we usually sell marketing. I guess he gave you 1 month on top of everything, I believe, because we usually sell marketing in the chunks of 3 months. So the first 3 months, you either go for 6 months, you go for 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months. That's how you work in terms of marketing. Because, see, if you go with 3 months, the initial 3 months, what's going to happen is that the first month is for creating awareness. You don't get sales in the first month. Second month, third month is lead generation, and of course, then we have made a solid footprint of yours in the market, and then we start to expect the turnaround time, you know, because we also have to go organic in terms of optimizing your keywords, links, searches on Google and other search engines. Now, that takes time. It's not going to happen automatically in just 1 month. We can try our best to show you something. Sales in the first month, they are very difficult. I'm telling you this upfront. But if you want to see some results on pre-marketing, we can try to work around that. We can show you some target reach, audience. If possible, we may have a sale or two. But I'm telling you not to make up your mind for, like, you know, a lot of sales in the first month. Because that is just creating the awareness scene, creating a ground for a new product.
What's the purpose of pre-sales here? If there are there going to be more pre-sales, or hardly anyone is going to book the book?
Pre-orders, yes. Pre-orders, it's actually a marketing tactic. You know, you go all in, you do aggressive marketing, so people go and place an order for your book before it's released. Now, what that gives you is that it gives you a head start. Before your book is out, you have a head start in terms of collecting orders. That's what it's all about. And if we market your book aggressively, then of course we might as well get something or the other. Again, social media marketing and pre-release thing, it goes hand in hand. So we'll have to be really aggressive on social media. And for that, we need to formulate a complete strategy for both books. See, if we go all in with just 1 month marketing for book one, then when you are going to place the second order for the remaining 2 months of book one and 3 months for book two, that's going to be very inconvenient. It's going to be a hassle. The team will have to sit down again, see what they have done so far, because they don't have a sound plan right now, because we are not sure whether you're going for 3 months, 4 months, or 6 months. That is like, there's no outcome for it. And in 1 month, there is so much that they can do. That's the reason why Daniel kept telling you that, you know what, give me some ground to work on, because we don't want to waste that 1 month as well. Just checking out the market, checking the statistics, how people are responding, we don't want to do that. We want to utilize that month for pre-sales. That's what it's meant for.
Okay, that, yes, I get that. So yeah, my package I'm looking at, it's 1 month of social media marketing, all of these other things, video reviews, book launch, from all of this,
yeah, all of that,
Goodreads and things like that, and there's search engine optimization. It says 2 months for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
Goodreads, author, 10 reviews on Goodreads and things like that. So all of this is like not monthly. Like this is just quickly will happen, I guess.
Yes.
Amazon author profile, Amazon author. What you're asking is basically the social media marketing. When it says 1 month, you want to, so when you say marketing, you want to extend that for, let's say we do it for 6 months. Let's say, for example, I purchase 6 months.
Okay.
And so I understand the timeline, but do you think like that's a good idea? How confident are you, Lisa? Because you realize the fact that I'm not seeing any, I have yet to see results, and that's why I'm understandably skeptical.
Yes. Yes, I completely understand where you're coming from, but I am damn sure that we can pull this off, because then we'll have a ground to work with. You see, right now, I understand you're not seeing any results because we haven't done anything in terms of marketing, you know. What have we done? We haven't published your book. We haven't marketed your book. We haven't created the pages. We haven't published not a single article. So you're not going to see results. Nobody will know about the book. But if you give us the ground for 6 complete months and we come up with a sound strategic plan that will be, laid out in writing and sent to you, of course. And of course, when you are investing in marketing, there will be a certain ROI, that is the return on investment that we will commit with you. So that will give us enough ground to play around with. And of course, then we can guarantee you some sales as well. But with 1 month, we cannot guarantee sales. I'm being very upfront and honest with you.
So here's the thing again. So I get what you're coming from, but the sales were guaranteed when the book was sold to me. So there is no question about I can't do it now or I cannot guarantee it or things
they,
like that.
They
the guarantee is there.
The return on
it's there.
Yes. They didn't guarantee you the number of sales. They guaranteed you the return on investment that your book will
yes,
work.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Sell.
Forget the number of sales. Forget the number of sales. They guaranteed me a return on investment.
Absolutely.
I have that in signed contract with you. Right.
So
I have that on signed contract.
There is no doubt on that, okay? That is a return on investment that you were committed in terms of the work, publishing, book cover, writing, all of it through and through, along with 1 month's marketing. That will all be covered. But if you are dividing your book in two different volumes, you're taking the next step, okay? Now, this is huge. You need to work with me at least 4 to 5 steps ahead. We're not going to work in a haphazard sort of a way that, you know, we launch one book, there are things incomplete on the second one, we're randomly launching articles, we're randomly doing press release publication. That's not going to work. All I'm asking you to do is at least give us the ground to plan this out properly. So all of your money does not go down the drain. That's all I'm asking for. Because if we don't have any ground to plan or play with, then I don't know. I can't give you anything in surety, I mean. You know, I cannot be...
But if I invest, you are confident that this book is going to sell based on your experience.
Sure.
Because I think that the audience is rather small, but
we
maybe that's... I'm
that. Remember, the first book will be going on 51 platforms. So we're not just looking at nationwide sales. We are looking at international sales. And there are a lot of people out of U.S., Shivam, who are invested in Python. A lot of people. There are a lot of guys out there. So we need to find your correct target audience. For that, we need time. This is not a self-help book or an autobiography which will automatically start selling in just 1 month. You understand what I'm saying? Not everybody will pick up the book and read the back and they'll be like, oh, I want to read that. Only specific niche people are going to come and approach you, and all professionals, mainly professionals, worldwide. That's the reason why I asked you to go for the worldwide publication, because then we have a bigger margin. And I'm telling you, you're not making a mistake again. At the end, Shivam, you always have an option for a refund. If we don't end up delivering on our end of the bargain, then, of course, you can ask for a refund. But I'm damn confident that if you give us the ground for marketing on both books, we can make this work. But it has to be a sound plan. That means the team has to sit down and really work on it. Make sense?
And You got the marketing plan. Okay, let's do this. But I'm going to hold you on the refund thing, right? If it doesn't pan out, I'm just saying.
Of course. I'm here. You know, you have my neck always, Shivam. I've spoken to you in the morning, late at night. We have spoken. So you got nothing to worry about. I'm not running away. I'm sitting right here. And you can feel how confident I am. So I'm not going to talk anything out of the blue if I'm not confident. Because, of course, I have to be accountable for that at the end, right?
Right. So again, one suggestion I would say is to just look into that ghostwriter Chris of yours, because he really set in a, like when he works with other clients, just make sure he follows through, because he really set in a bad, like he really put in all of this skepticism within me. Like he was,
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I completely understand. Don't you worry about that. You know, while you work on having the book one sent to me, I'm going to sit down and have a team aligned for you who can finish up the book, you know, touch up the basics and have the book edited, formatted, and ready to be published. So don't worry about that. I'll take care of this, okay?
So by editing, I mean like the spaces should be consistent throughout and things like that. All of that will take care of, right?
The headings, the spacing, the formatting, the layout of it, the presentation, trim size, overall everything will be catered as per the publishing standards. Because once we are publishing the book, we have to follow the criteria on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the other platforms as well. Now, Amazon and Barnes & Noble has slightly different criteria. Mostly, Barnes & Noble goes with landscape books, okay? And Amazon prefers portrait. So there might be two different formats that I'll be sending you while you submit the manuscript to me. So we decide on that, okay?
Okay, and who's going to do the additions to the book that I need? A new team of ghostwriters you have?
Yeah, our team will be doing that. So you have nothing to worry about. They will take care of everything. Yeah, of course, you will have to work with them, you know, in terms of your feedback or your preferences, what exactly you need in the book, the direction overall. You'll have to guide them with that, but the rest of it, I'll handle it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
perfect.
I will.
So you are going to
let's do the marketing
first.
I will do that. Talk to Daniel. Say that I'm willing to extend the marketing that I only because of you, again,
okay.
Because you're my point of contact. Tell him that. And no, because I want you to get credit. I don't want him to think that he's the one that.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to tell him that.
Okay, tell him that and say that get me your best price on this marketing extension and let's talk about the book publishing.
Can I suggest something to you? Just between you and me.
Yeah.
Let's make a bundle offer with Daniel, and I'm going to ask him to put in the formatting and the editing and the book cover along with the publication, of course, for the book too as well. That way you're going to get a discounted price. So instead of paying additional amounts for book two, wrap it up in one bundle offer and cover it. That way you're going to be saving a hell of a lot. I know how it works because I work for this company. So if you pay individually for the services, it's going to cost you double. But if you take a bundle offer, it's very cheap, and, you know, you can easily manage it. So let me talk to him,
okay.
Get you a quote, and then we'll work from there, okay?
Yeah, but I need, like, at least 2 weeks to pay for that. It's not that I don't have the money. It's just I want to send the first book to you first,
okay.
See how it comes back before I pay. So just keep that in mind. You have to work with me. If you want a long-term partnership, work with me.
Okay, all right. No worries. You are telling me that. Let me notify Daniel as well. As I said, I will have to notify him the day you're ready to pay. So I don't think it's a good time to speak to him about this now then.
Why would he? Why is he so adamant on making me pay the same day? Like, what's happening here?
See,
you know I'm here. You know there's a relationship being developed. Like, what's happening? I'm skeptical here.
I know.
What's
I
with
know.
The...
See, he works
yeah.
very differently. You've seen my way of working. You've seen Daniel's way of working. Daniel, it works differently in terms of having to provide discounts. He has more power than I have. I'm just a project manager. So I'm fine with anything and everything. Now, with him, he has additional responsibilities. And if he's making something work for you, going an extra mile, taking off 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 of the cost, then, of course, he has to answer to the upper management as well and tell them that, you know what, the client is paying today. And that's the reason why he's giving them an exceptional discount. Now, when that happens, the upper management does not allow them to hold the discount for a very long time. You know how it works in terms of sales and having the 20%, 30%, 50% off. So that's like their then and there thing. You just gotta, if you got a discount, you just gotta avail it by reserving the slot. That's the reason why he gets a little adamant, you know. So don't worry, you work with me, and we'll figure this out, okay?
Okay, don't mention this to him right now. Then let's yeah, we have to
yeah,
do at least 6 months,
on it.
I guess.
Send me the draft for book one. Let's get started from that.
Okay, can you get the website guy to reach out to me? I don't know how my website is going to look. I need to work on that as well. But I will send you the draft.
Of course. His name is Sheldon. I will connect you with him, okay, for the website. So he'll be guiding you with the entire process of the website.
Okay, that works. So based on have you in the past sold or marketed any? I'm not sure if no book writing is done with like technical books like this. Have you seen a good response with marketing? Do you have experience with that? I'm just curious.
Yes, but initially you have to wait. It takes a lot of time and patience, but eventually once the organic marketing is done, once the optimization of your page is done, once you're being recognized and registered in the market, as I said about the footprint, then we have seen some wonders happen with a lot of books. There was another book that was based on, well, yours is Python, that was a medical book. It was all about medical stuff, technical, very technical. I mean, only for the surgeons or anyone in the medical field. That's
sure.
That was the kind of book. But that person, that lady, took the marketing from us, and initially we didn't really receive a real good response. But when we started to do aggressive marketing worldwide and not nationwide, worldwide, then we started seeing some results. We also saw a few sales. So that's when it started picking up. That's why I'm saying that we need a longer time frame to work around.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I have like 3 other book ideas as well. So let's see how this goes. And depending on that, I may extend more business. So just keep that in mind. Okay.
Of course. See, this is a long-term relationship, Shivam. We don't
exactly.
want to have one book and be done with it. Because we...
Exactly.
are, of course, an ongoing business. We need customers, and why not have a long-term customers with whom we have a good rapport building, you know? So, yeah, I'm all up for it.
Okay, great. I will send you the book. This helps a lot. Let's get the ball rolling. My first task is to send you the book. Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Thank you so much for your time, Shivam. I'll be waiting for your book.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.